I'm Maura Bennett with California Ag Today. Until recently, early detection and removal of citrus trees infected with greening disease was the only way to prevent its spreading. The bacterial disease is transmitted to healthy trees by the Asian citrus psyllid after it feeds on infected plant tissue. USDA Ag Research Service scientist Tom Gottswald said citrus greening has proven more difficult than other similar diseases such as plum pox because it takes a long time to detect it.
It's been known for over 100 years and no one's come up with a cure for it yet, with the exception of removing trees. There's some ways of lessening the impact of it, but we have taken the proactive approach of training canines for very early detection because they seem to be able to detect it earlier than anything else, so we can get it earlier before it spreads. They're starting to utilize the canines in California in a commercial sense.
But now researchers at Washington State University and the University of Florida may have discovered a way to better protect against citrus greening. WSU scientists have been able to grow the bacteria that causes citrus greening. That is a major step in the creation of resistant plants or treatments for the disease. Citrus greening devastated Florida citrus after it was detected in 2005. In 2012, it was found in a California backyard. Since then, infected trees have been found mainly in Orange County, and confirmed detections have all been in backyard trees, not commercial groves, so far. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.